All right. So yesterday, the Nasdaq closed lower for a fifth day, its longest losing streak since October 2022. That's more than a year. And then this morning, the jobs report was released. So what's happening there? How are markets reacting? And how does this affect our open positions? So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Friday, January 5th, Jobs Day. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And gosh, Mark. Oops, wrong one. This one. There we go. So, looks like right now the S&P 500 is higher, but it looked completely different this morning.
It did, Marcus. We knew going into this week that it was going to be all about jobs, and today was the big show, the main event. So the market's initially not sure what to make of the jobs report, although bounced back.
Yeah, so I mean, let's just look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, because this is where we kind of see the full picture of what happened here. So going into today, markets were nervous. They were nervous about the jobs report, of what it might bring, because this week we had a few reports coming out and they were a little bit mixed. So it was like, okay, what's happening here today? And then initially the reaction was negative.
Exactly. And this is where we have a good news is potentially bad news situation, because the jobs report was pretty strong.
Yeah, let's hop over and take a look at this. And we go to the economic calendar and zoom in here on the jobs report. And yes, it came in better than expected.
Yep, so we have 216,000 jobs added in December. And this was much better than the 168 forecast. The average hourly earnings ticking up 0.4%. The forecast was 0.3%. It was in line with last month's increase, but not necessarily something that the Fed wants to see in their hopes that inflation is controlled. And then we also have the unemployment rate staying steady when the forecast was to tick higher at 3.8%.
Yeah, so this was super interesting. And I looked into the numbers. So I pulled up this where the US payrolls increased. But let's take a look at this. So here, for example, we first of all see the unemployment rate, and we see kind of steady. So yeah, that's good. Then the monthly job creation. And this where I think it's worth looking into this, of where the jobs were created. Have you had a chance to look into this?
No.
So most of the jobs, I mean, you mentioned it yesterday already with the non-farm payrolls. Most of the jobs have been created in the leisure category and leisure and hospitality, and also what do you call the category, nurses and doctors?
Okay.
Healthcare, there we go. Right. So I think this is important, because we are not yet where we were before the pandemic. As you know, during the pandemic, I mean, this is where basically everything shut down. Lots of people got laid off in the hospitality and leisure business. And I mean, also lots of doctors and nurses quit, I believe, right? Because it was just terrible condition. And so far, we are not back to these levels. So we're still missing doctors and nurses. We're still missing people in the hospitality and leisure industry. And I think this is what the markets realized after the initial shock, because also that the average hourly earnings ticked higher. Again, initially, the market's reaction was like, we're not liking this.
And then stocks soared. Markets opened up. The major indices rallied. So it does seem like traders shook off that potential negative, you know, positive being negative news, at least with what the Fed will do, and maybe a higher, longer theme. Traders are okay with, based on what they read into. But it's interesting that the Fed funds futures, it looks like the site is just frozen.
Yeah, I mean, we'll go back to this, but here this morning, after the jobs report, I mean, the 10-year yield jumped up to 4.1%. And I mean, over the past few days, we have been watching the 4% level. And I mean, it peaked above it a little bit and then back. And this morning, so the initial shock when rates jumped higher. This is when the market sold off, but right now recovering. Yeah, and as you said, I mean, if you're looking at the Fed funds futures, I also had to refresh a few times and say, what's happening here? Honestly, still ticking up a little bit. I mean, yesterday we had a 66% probability that the Fed, that traders are factoring in that the Fed will lower rates in March. Now it jumped up to 71%.
This to me is a surprise based on the strong jobs report. And yes, you could look into the numbers and maybe consider that, okay, it's a strong report, but also within expectations, even though it was better than forecast. But for Fed funds futures to still say, hey, we're going to see a quarter point cut in March, based on what the Fed has said, I think that's aggressive. I don't know where that's coming from.
That is aggressive. But right now, I mean, this is where everybody is still talking about the so-called Goldilocks scenario, right? Basically sure. Saying, okay, maybe we get inflation under control without really tanking the jobs market, driving up unemployment, and also tanking the economy and driving it into a recession. And I think this is what traders are focusing on today, in addition to basically, I mean, we talked about it, the NASDAQ this week just got hammered. I mean, losing day after losing day after losing day after losing day, and it started last Friday. So at some point, this is where probably traders say, all right, I think we have a buying opportunity here.
Yeah, the hot air had left the balloon. And I think that's a good point, Marcus, because although the 9-week win streak appears to be coming to an end, it looks like the major indices are all going to finish the week lower. The Dow may be having the best shot at getting back to positive territory, but that's probably unlikely. So the win streak comes to an end, but after a rough start to the year, it looks like some interested buyers.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, the Dow is only down 0.4% for the week. So as I said, still has a shot. That's, of course, a completely different picture here. If you look at the S&P, so the S&P right now down 1.14% for the week. And then we also have the NASDAQ that got hit the hardest this week. I mean, NASDAQ had a stellar year in 2023. Yeah. So right now down 2.7% for the week. So the NASDAQ will not pull it off. S&P probably not. The Dow still has a shot. I mean, so far up 0.25% today. So it's possible that the Dow ekes out another gain.
I don't think it will do it.
We'll see. We'll see. Okay, Apple. Let's see what Apple is doing. So Apple is pulling up a little bit because Apple, I wrote it down here. I mean, down more than 5% for the week. And I mean, if we look at where we are from the highs here, I mean, from the highs that we did earlier, so we're down almost 10%. For Apple, that's a pretty significant move.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is where I think some concerns about 2024 with a few analyst downgrades. But also, hey, I mean, after that huge run-up in the last quarter going into the end of the year, it could be time to take profits.
Yeah. And then we have crude oil. I mean, crude oil right now, there's some volatility in crude oil because of what's happening there in the Red Sea. But crude oil bouncing all the way around, still trying to figure out where it wants to be in this range between 70 and 75.
Trying to figure out whether or not this is a concern and could disrupt supply there. This one, I think it's a wild card. It's going to be interesting to see where it ends up after the dust settles.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been looking at potentially trading some energy to do stocks this week. Haven't had really seen a great entry, so we'll take a look at this in a moment to see if maybe today there's the right entry. But let's talk about our open positions, and I thought we'd talk about our open positions for the wheel, and then also for the WTF strategy, the Win the Fear strategy, because yesterday we entered 4 positions. So right now, there's a lot going on there. But let's get started with our little buddy, CSIQ. Down a little bit this morning because of interest rates ticking higher. So right now, down 1%, clawing back here from the lows that we made earlier. Still nicely obeying this trend line here. And now it's time for CSIQ to start moving up again. And that's all I want to say about this, because we've been talking about it every single day. And about rescue missions and non-rescue missions and moving up and so on and so on. So NEE, on the other hand, after pulling back a little bit yesterday, today up another 1%. So nicely moving higher. And we talked about it yesterday. Needs to move above 65 so that we can hopefully sell some calls soon. Might be another couple of weeks. And we'll take a look ahead of what's happening next week here, since today is Friday. But also nothing for us to do here just yet.
Not yet.
UPS. Gosh. Okay. I need. Oh, I should be able to sell some calls, because I sold the 160 call and I bought it back yesterday at 90% of max profits. So nice. Let's just take a look at this really quick. And I checked it this morning, and this morning UPS was first down. Let's see how much I can get for the. Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. So I could probably get $1.60, I would assume, for the 160 calls. I'll definitely do this, because what happens with this trade, I would, not $1.60, not $160. Here we go. So this allows me to collect $1,920 in premium, plus a potential upside on the stock of $3,000 for a total of $4,920. All right.
Not too shabby.
You know what? Let me just see. 160. Oh, look at this. I can get 165 right now. Let's see what UPS is doing on a 5-minute chart really quick. If you guys don't mind that I'm trying to place a trade here. So UPS... 5-minute chart, trading towards session highs. Okay. You know what?
Are you I'll gonna see
if I can get $1.75. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's what I was wondering, if you were going to try to go with the offer. Looks like the high of the day is 172. Right now it's 165 by 172. So you're putting in order for 175?
I'll do this because right now it seems that we are trading towards the highs of the day. But I'm willing, so we check here before the show ends. I'm willing to lower this to 170. But right now, let's just see if over the next few minutes, let's see, sell 12. Okay, good. There we go. Let's place the order. Done. All right, let's see if we are getting filled there. And this would be $1.75. Jeez, that gives me $2,100. I'll take this.
Nice.
All right. Okay, we'll keep an eye on this. Again, a little bit earlier today when I looked at it, it didn't appear that I could get the premium, but right now, that's definitely fun. Cool. So that's happening with UPS. You want to jump over to WTF Trades?
Sure.
WTF Trades. So this morning, we had another signal. Comcast. CMCSA. Yeah. So this worked really, really well. I bought it for $42.78. Right now it's already trading at $43. Hey, I'm okay with this. This works. So nice trade.
Yeah. Trade. Expecting a nice little rally, 4 or 5 day move higher, and off to a good start.
Yeah. And by the way, WTF stands for Win the Fear. So the idea here is, after we see a quick sell-off, that we're taking advantage of this during this bounce back. And here we also have some support at the 200-day moving average line. So this adds additional support. So let's see how this ends up. And right now, this is just still an open position. Then yesterday, we entered CPRT. CPRT not yet behaving. Seems that it hasn't found the bottom yet. So we bought it yesterday for $46.72. Right now, trading slightly below our entry at 46.52.4. But I mean, that's less than 20 cents. So I'm not concerned about this. Seems that it wants to pull up.
Yeah.
All right. Next, C CSGP. What do you think about this one?
Yeah, just kind of hanging out right now, but that's okay. That's like I said, it's a 4 or 5 day trade on average, and we're just day one working on day two.
So we bought it yesterday at 82.37, and right now it's trading at 81.15, so slightly down here from our entry, but we're ways away from our stop loss price, so we're good here. We're good here.
Yep.
All right. Dash, on the other hand, Dash doing exactly what we expected to do with this strategy, right? I mean, so we see this retracement, and then we entered it yesterday at 93.58, right now already trading at 95.21. So this is looking really, really good. Loving this one.
Sure. And these signals all are based on end of day data. So at the end of today's trading session, when we do our update in the afternoon, we could see if there's a sell signal for Monday or check it Monday morning before the open.
Yeah. And then we have Fast also just hanging in there. Bought it at 63.45 right now, a little bit lower at 62.06. But again, our stop loss here is at 60.97. So we still have time to get stopped out. And it also seems that it is starting to find a bottom. And then the next thing that we wanted to do is move up. So we'll take advantage here of very quick reversal trades. That's what we are looking for. So we are trying to catch a temporary bottom here, which works pretty well. Okay. All right, last one, PCAR. What do you think about this one?
Hey, it's doing its thing. Probably won't get a sell signal at the end of today unless it has a big move, but could see a sell signal to close early next week.
Yeah, so we bought it for 94.42, and right now it's trading a little bit below our entry, but it's doing exactly what we wanted to do. It has found the bottom and is reversing right now. So all of these trades are working out. Did you see anything super interesting on the wheel scanner today?
No.
Yeah, I mean, let's just take a look at the heat map here really quick to see. Everything is just green, and we like to sell puts on red days. So this is where right now, not a whole lot. Mickey D, McDonald's lower today, United Healthcare. But we have been keeping an eye on the energy sector, especially here in the energy sector. We have been keeping an eye on XOM. We have been keeping an eye on Oxy. Where is Oxy? There it is. And we have been keeping an eye on CVX. But I mean, not at the strike prices where we want it to be.
Yeah, UNH a little high, but it also has earnings next Friday.
Right. This is why it didn't pop up on the scanner here.
It's interesting, or I think important to point out, because next week, earnings season kicking off on Friday.
Yeah, let's take a look ahead. And so we look at the earnings calendar. Not much going on this week, but the next week, we do have, as always, the banks kicking it up first. So JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, Citi. I mean, they're all reporting next Friday. So they're kicking it off.
It's going to be an interesting earnings season for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's see what else is going on the economic calendar for next week. So next week, not a whole lot going on here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But then we do have inflation data again. And here we have on Thursday, the core CPI and then the core PPI. Core CPI expecting to tick lower and PPI expecting to stay at 0.2%. And I mean, that's what the Fed wants, right? The 0.2% month over month, that's kind of the sweet spot.
Exactly. That would be the goal. And this next important report. So interesting week, at least towards the end of the week, next week.
Yeah. So it will be super interesting. Let's see. All right, I want to see if I got filled on my UPS. And no, UPS is pulling lower. So let's see if we need to adjust the order. So it seems that I was a little bit greedy here, but we can actually hop over here. Let me just zoom out a little bit.
172 still the, or not one, yeah, 172 still the high of the day.
Okay, and we have right now, oh my gosh, this pulled back a lot. I'm keeping it at 170 for now, but I'm keeping an eye on this right now, 140 by 145, right? Should have done 170.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Let's modify this order, okay? So this has been submitted, and we are good to go. So let's see what is doing UPS, what is the S&P doing? Also pulling back a little bit, did we have just a report being released at 10 o'clock? Because it looks like this happened here over the last 10 minutes. Or is it kind of out of the blue?
Actually, nothing.
Nothing. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted. If you liked it today that we were placing orders live here, give us a like. If you like us going through the WTF trades that we had here, let us know, right? Leave us in a comment. If you find this video helpful, feel free to share. There's a share button right underneath. And if you're new to the channel, click on subscribe and hit the little notification bell, please, so that you get informed, because next week will be an interesting week and you don't want to miss it. Until then, have a great weekend and a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.